Now we'll turn to something darker and somewhat less accessible, but wonderfully dramatic, the Concerto for Viola and Orchestra by Gratzina Bachevitz. It was composed in 1968, a year before she died. Born on February 5, 1909 in Poland, Bachevitz received her earliest musical training from her father. She started learning violin, piano, and theory when she was 5 years old. Her older brother became a pianist and frequently accompanied her in performances. The youngest sister, Wanda, is a poet. In 1928, she began studies of philosophy at the University of Warsaw. She completed a year and a half. And she continued her music training at the conservatory, studying composition, violin, and piano. Karol Szymanowski, who was a professor at the Warsaw Conservatoire, advised all young composition students to go to Paris to study with Nadia Boulanger, and Bachevitz joined this group of Poles in the 1930s. She studied composition with Boulanger and violin with André Touré and Karl Flesch. At the time, she adopted the neoclassic style for her compositional language. She became the first Polish woman composer to achieve national and international stature. In the 1930s, she was the principal violinist for the Polish Radio Orchestra. This orchestra gave her a chance of hearing her own music, including Violin Concerto No. 1 and 3 songs for tenor and orchestra. During the war, she lived in Warsaw, continuing to compose and giving underground concerts. She also dedicated some time to family life. Married in 1936, she gave birth to her only daughter, Alina Biernacka, now a famous painter, in 1942. Gratzina Bachevitz was an excellent pianist. She premiered and often performed her Sonata No. 2 for piano of 1953. But her compositional career became her primary preoccupation after 1954, when she suffered serious injuries in a car accident. Bachevitz reacted to the general mood of stylistic changes in the 1960s by revising her aesthetics and technique. Her new fragmentary style includes the use of kaleidoscopic variety of sound images and timbres. Yet the music is never overbearing, never too aggressive or too dissonant, and it retains its neoclassic clarity. Bachevitz was the first woman accepted as an equal by her male peers. In Poland, there are schools and streets bearing her name, while sculptures portraying her adorn urban parks. We're going to hear the Concerto for Viola and Orchestra, written for the distinguished Polish viola player Stefan Kamasa. It's a virtuoso piece with a contrasting middle movement that is very poetic, with the solo viola part accompanied delicately by percussion and a few other instruments. The outer movements are in free sonata form. Stefan Kamasa is the violist in this recording with the Warsaw National Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Stanisław Wysloki. Thank you.